Hello and welcome to another episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. This is John Jantz, and it is time for another episode of the Self-Reliant Entrepreneur. Each week during the back half of 2019, I'm reading pages, entries in my 366-page, that's a page a day, book called The Self-Reliant Entrepreneur, which is available at selfreliantentrepreneur.com and pretty much everywhere you buy books. So I'm going to read today's reading. It happens to be when I'm recording this, September 11th. So I'm reading September 11th's entry. September 11th, Solving Impact. The continuity of life is never broken. The river flows onward and is lost to our sight. But under its new horizon, it carries the same waters which it gathered under ours. And its unseen valleys are made glad by the offerings which are borne down to them from the past. Flowers, perchance, the germs of which its own waves had planted onto the banks of time. John Greenleaf Whittier, The Prose Works of John Greenleaf Whittier, Volume 2, 1866. So what problems are you solving? That's the essential question in life, and it certainly applies to business. It's not that you should set your entrepreneurial journey in search of problems. The fun is creating opportunities, making new stuff, building amazing relationships. But in the end, doing even these things solves someone else's problem, intentionally or unintentionally. And its unseen valleys are made glad by the offerings which are borne down to them from the past. The measure of your true impact, and hence the jolt you may need to keep at it, resides in your relationships to the problem you ultimately solve for others. This is true in your role as a brother, friend, spouse, as it is in your role as a founder, manager, or worker bee. Problem solving seems a bit negative until you start to use it as a way to understand those you serve and interact with from their point of view. Think about it. Being a good listener is solving someone's problem. Showing up when needed, having a frank conversation, celebrating a win, all problem solving. Today, try this idea out as a filter for how you think about what you do, how you interact, and maybe even the products or services you might provide. Your challenge question today, in a single sentence, what is the greatest problem you currently or plan to solve? And now a little word from our sponsor. Intercom wants more of the nice people visiting your website to give you money. So they took a little chat bubble in the corner of a website and packed it with conversational bots, product tours, NPS surveys, all sorts of things that amplify your team and help you reach more nice people. Intercom customer Unity got 45% more loyal users with Intercom in just 12 months. Go to intercom.com/podcast to start making money from real-time chat. Then see everything else Intercom can do. That's intercom.com/podcast. So yeah, problem solving. Hadn't really thought about it, but isn't that what we do all day long in some fashion, whether it's on purpose or not? And certainly understanding, you know, as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, understanding that people don't buy our products or services. They buy the result that they get from them. They buy the problem that we solve. In a lot of cases, they don't even really care how we do it. So I think it's important. I think it's of immense importance for you to understand that. Now, that doesn't mean that you are constantly on the negative thinking, okay, I've got to solve a problem. Again, being a good friend to somebody during the day is solving that person's problem. Now, you may not look at it that way. It may not seem that grand. You may not enter into it with that intention. But I think if you start thinking about that's the value that we bring, I don't know. It seems to make a lot of sense to me. Until next time, this is John Jantz with The Self-Reliant Entrepreneur.